what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A do da be bad boo bop, but you gotta poo.
Welcome in. The Spitballers back again, episode 228.
Jason has reached for the number cards. I believe he's going to give himself a rating. He gives himself a four.
Four. This is not five. This is a four out of ten.
I think that's probably fair.
Yeah.
Wasn't my worst.
No.
No, but you could sense the doubt. And
I went blank. I went blank. I had nothing prepared, nothing in mind. And that really felt true.
Right. You didn't prepare.
That was about a four.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome in. We have Would You Rather on today's show. That's a great question, as well as a draft. We are drafting the worst parts of being an adult. So yes. if you're an adolescent kid, teenager, you're going to learn some things today. And maybe you'll be thankful that you are a kid.
They won't learn a single thing.
I know. I wasn't thankful.
Or maybe they'll be fearful. No. I'll say, wait, no. This is gonna suck being a grown up.
No, because when you're a kid and you hear grown ups complaining about things, you're like, that's your problem, man. That's never gonna happen to me. I will never get old and
I'll never
invincible.
Be a grown up.
We should have a best part of being a grown up draft.
Yeah,
sure.
We will. We'll do that.
Cookies
just
for dinner.
Just three rounds. Cookies for dinner.
Yeah,
that's on the list. You can eat what you want.
That's
I still remember the very first time when I moved out of my parents' house and I had my own home, the very first thing I did was I went to Costco and I bought the largest package of Red Vines and I just ate them all the time. And whenever I wanted to eat them, I'd eat some Red Vines and I got so sick. I literally was throwing up Red Vines. I mean, I learned that lesson, you know, balance, moderation.
Yeah. It's not a joke when you're telling your kids slow down on the sugar because your tummy's going to hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll be drafting that at the end of today's show. Thank you for subscribing, following the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Tell your friends about the podcast. That's the best. If you want to give us a gift, which I'm sure all of you, at most moments of the day, you're thinking, how could I give them a gift?
How could I give back for everything they do for me?
Tell your friends and family, which I was going to combine into one word there. Your friend,
family.
Yeah, tell all your friendly.
Framulon.
About the show so that they can enjoy their Mondays as well. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
All right, I like this one. Tanisha over on Patreon says, would you rather have the ability to stop time for a day or to rewind time for a day?
What are the exact advantages of stopping time for a day?
Naps.
You just said, but I mean,
you want a day's worth of naps and then resume?
Yeah. I mean, like, if you can stop time, you will never have to worry about being tired ever. Because if like you could be going 75 down the freeway, like, you know, and a yawn hits you, like, man, and then you go beep, you do the out of this world, you push your fingers together, everything freezes, or you Zach Morris time out, and then you just lay down and have a little power nap.
Okay, so you're interpreting this is a power you have over the next for the rest of your life. I was thinking you just got
this
to
is
do
just
this.
Once
I was thinking you got to do it one time.
That's
but,
how I read it as well. So
I mean, I'm fine with either premise, but we need
love,
to settle on one.
Okay.
I love what you're doing with napping during these timeouts.
There would be no sleep.
But
you
this
never
was
need
the,
to sleep.
Right.
But if this was the only one you got, it would seem a real shame to be like, guys, I got this wish. I can stop time for a day.
It seems so
I'm
weird.
I'm going to take a nap.
like if you only had it one time, would you use it? Why would you use it? Like, I can't find the reason why I'd stop time for a day other than like
nefarious theft.
Okay, that's
I mean,
but how would that even help you? I mean, stopping time for a day does not give you access to things.
You just stop it when the vault's open.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, so you're thinking I was like if I was like on like I had a loved one on their deathbed and I stopped time for one day, you get one more day with them.
But then you don't get to spend any time with them. They're frozen.
Oh, they're frozen.
Yeah.
You're not hanging out with them.
They don't have the power. You have the power.
So you're just alone in both of these situations?
Yeah, it's basically like, I'm going to get more chores done. Like, I don't have time to clean the house. Hold on.
So one time when you're super stressed out, you just stop time for a day so you can calm down?
That's not the worst. But if it's just a one-off, then the rewind is so much powerful.
More powerful.
More powerful.
So much power.
Yowzin. I mean, I guess the
because that would correct a problem that happened.
Yeah, something bad happens. Or you're just like, what would it be like to jump out of a plane without a parachute? And then just right before you get to the bottom.
What if rewind time for a day simply meant you could rewind time for a day and you just live from that moment? Like, you don't get to do anything. You just... Like, if you had a really good day...
Like Groundhog Day?
You could rewind it and just live it again.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that you could do that. You could either choose to do the same things you did, in which case the day would play out as it happened, or you rewind the day, choose a different branch. That's the route I would go.
Yeah.
I would want to see how different can the world be if I make different choices. And I think I'll be pretty disappointed.
Well, considering you only get to see the outcomes for that next 24 hours of how they're different, you won't get to see long-term impact.
Yeah, no, it'll be like, well, it was pretty much the same day. I just saw a different movie.
Now, if you had the ability to do either of these infinitely, yes, you could not sleep ever, right? Because you could get...
Well, I mean, you have extra time.
You could take a 12-hour, every night you sleep for 12 hours.
Now...
But
you still age,
correct?
So what? You're twice the physical.
Your
physical.
No, you're stopping time, so you do not age. That it makes sense. Time is stopped. So time without time, you will not age. This is like outside of time.
Okay. That's incredible because you have infinite time then to do the mundane things that are in the way of the fun stuff.
Actually. So it would be in your advantage to maximize the 24 hours of stopping time for a day every time, or would you? Because I'd imagine it's a little bit boring. You don't have family, friends. You don't get to do anything. So
that's
would you?
Why it's naps, man.
But like you get what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah.
To maximize the lack of time passing, you should run that clock to 24 every day. But you might get a little bit longer.
Well, I think that in this question, you don't get to just pause time out, time in. It says you have the ability to stop time for a day
it's just 24
or
every
rewind
time.
For a day. And I'm telling you if you pause time for 24 hours and the whole world around you, nothing happened for 24 hours, I think it would be a nightmare. I do not think you'd like it. The novelty will wear off. You will be completely alone. You won't be able to do anything. I think it's a negative. I don't see any positive for stopping.
Well, Mike was making the point. Maybe you sleep 12 of the 24, right? So you're always super rested. And then the other 12, what do you do? You clean the house? You do the chores?
Yeah.
That stuff?
You just like...
Wife's like, every time you come out of this thing, she's like, why is the house always so pristine?
Saying the mundane things that get in the way of the moments where you're like, I'm really living, like because the stuff has to get done. Like adult things have to be done. And I mean, all the times where it's the weekend, right? You finally have time off of work and the kid's like, Dad, let's go do this. And you're like, I can't because this adult stuff has to get done.
Most of the adult stuff, though, is like, you know, you got to go to the kid's birthday party. You got to go to the doctor appointment. It involves other people. Like, Jason, would this all change for you if you could bring one person with you each time?
No.
No,
I don't
one
think
one person's
so.
Not enough.
I mean, I feel like now I'm bringing someone else into a problem. It would be like, oh, check
so
this
if
out.
If you and your
like,
wife could do this, which if you could
like,
do
what
it.
What would we do?
We wouldn't even know that
right,
you could do it. Right
I mean,
now.
We've already been doing it for years, and that's how I know how boring it is.
Okay.
You guys didn't know.
What do you mean, what would you do? You would watch TV. You would sleep.
But how is that an advantage to because just stop time and watch TV? I already watch TV.
Yeah, but it takes
but
your
time
up.
Passing. You're
wasting your life right now.
Yes.
But here's the thing.
Most precious resource is time.
Sure. But if I watched TV during this 24-hour pause period, you want to know what I'm going to do unpaused?
Productive things.
I'm going to watch TV, man.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Well,
I'm going to see so much TV.
Are you telling me that you don't look at anything in your life and say, like, you wish you had more time to do anything else?
No, I do, but
if
I feel
only
like if
I could find more time to do things. Click.
But I think that most things that you would say, I wish I had more time to do X, that does involve more than just solo operation.
Yeah. That's why I offered you a friend.
I mean, like, I want to go somewhere, travel, do you things could do like that. That's the thing I want more time
you
for.
You could pause time for the day, drive to the beach,
yeah,
hang out at the beach for 12 hours, and drive home.
What a nice time by myself.
No, the traveling is by yourself. Like, so, like if you stop time, well, I mean, we're under the assumption now that, like, electronics and cars and things, mechanical things can still work.
Okay.
So you say, hey, just sit in the passenger seat here. We're going to go to the beach. And then you get to use all, like, you can pause it. So you have daylight. You can go whenever you want to go.
With your pal.
Because
I'm
you don't have to worry.
A friend.
You don't have to worry about travel, like the nighttime travel.
We can't get this guy to take a superpower.
I will rewind the clock and live that
day
over.
Now, wait. So if you could rewind it, why is that better to you than the other one? Just because?
I mean.
Because he can watch a different television
program.
You
don't accomplish anything because the stuff you accomplish during the day, you lose.
Yeah, it's wiped out.
No. I mean, if we're being honest.
You have to rewatch all your shows.
This is just.
No, you retain your information.
Yeah. Like. Who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're back
it
to betting.
It always comes back to that. But, I mean, come on. If you got a time machine, you know some stuff. You can be very right on a lot of things.
Which is the key to life.
There it's a key to winning and betting.
All right, Lucas from Patreon. Would you rather have the ability to manipulate the four seasons or to predict the weather up to a year in advance? So what would be the advantages of those two?
Yeah, explain to me the manipulating the four seasons, as in, like, I think that summer is done now?
Sure. Yeah, you could. They could be as long or short as you want. So in Arizona, we've got a glorious winter. But
yes, we do.
If you manipulated our seasons, let's be honest, everyone's living here.
Yeah, because in the winter.
We only weed them out through the summer.
I mean, that's not completely true, because there's places that are super nice. Like,
okay, so
like
our
San
cost
Diego.
Of living will go up.
Sure.
Okay.
Now I just buy a bunch of real estate.
And by the way, California, which you're talking about, traffic is astronomically horrible.
Yes.
Now, can we affect the seasons? Like, we live in Arizona. There are two seasons here. Around the
yes,
country, there's four. Here it goes from hot or to winter.
Yeah, fall is 3 hours. And then
spring is
62 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we could add some seasons here, add some spice. Because I look around the country and I want to see.
You want some fall?
Fall,
you
yeah.
You want to get into that fall?
Absolutely. I want to see
changing
the
leaves.
Changing leaves. And
cactuses don't generally change their leaves.
No,
nothing out here.
Change their needles.
But, you know, at the same time, predicting the weather with accuracy up to a year in advance is really, really nice for vacations. I mean, you want to go. You know, when you plan something, and we all do, right? Like, you guys have, we all three have a family trip coming up several months from now.
Right.
How's the weather that week when you're leaving?
Hopefully good.
Right, exactly. But you could know and say, oh, I don't want to go. For instance, for Christmas, I mean, this just happened. For Christmas, I got my son a weekend trip, just me and him, to go to Magic Mountain. We flew out there, and the park was closed because it was horrifically rainy that weekend. If I went the next weekend, sunshine and beauty. So that trip was ruined by the weather. That's I think, the big advantage of being able to predict the weather.
See, I was thinking really noble here, though. If you knew the weather up to a year in advance, you could save every catastrophic thing from happening.
Oh, now you're thinking of, like,
like,
so you know natural,
like,
disasters.
Yeah, you'd know when tornadoes were going to hit, so you could give people a warning. You knew when the severity of those things. Sometimes people get caught off guard, right?
Would you consider an earthquake or a volcano eruption to be part of weather?
An earthquake
no.
or a volcano
certainly
eruption?
Certainly not an earthquake.
No, neither of those.
So tornadoes and hurricanes?
Yeah. The volcanoes don't erupt when it rains or something, so no.
Checking.
No, that's they're natural disasters, but not the kind that.
Yeah, it's Mother Nature, not weather. Father
okay.
Weather. Father Weather, as he's referred to.
Thank you for clarifying. But the big storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, all of that stuff, it devastates the world every year.
Yeah.
No, but also true. Vacations, Jason.
Right. I mean, that's a little more important.
Yeah. Everybody's vacations.
But would you actually be taken serious?
You go after a couple.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, a couple people are going to have to go down to prove it.
Yeah. Eventually, you just have to hit on some, especially like if you knew tornadoes, because like hurricanes, we know.
To get out a little bit.
Well, yeah. So you know at this time of the year.
No one's ever like.
This is when a hurricane happens. But a tornado, it's very difficult to pinpoint exactly where and
you
when
don't,
it happens.
You don't wake up one day and a hurricane is on your door. Right. And no one had, yeah. Like, oh my goodness, what just happened? Whereas a tornado, you snap your fingers and it's there.
Yeah, and the flooding one. The flooding catches people off guard. The other one, manipulating the seasons, that's pretty much just creating a perfect environment. How valuable would that be? Like, obviously right now, you
fantastic.
Guys complain about the weather all the time.
Yes. Yeah.
But you live here.
Yeah, because sure. Family, this is where my family is.
So,
someone put their roots here.
By that response, though, you are saying that the value of the environment and what you live in is lower than the value of living near your family. So,
correct.
I guess I'm just saying, like, if it was the most pristine, perfect, like, I guess you can go live in Hawaii right now. It's a lot to go do that.
And that's not everyone's perfect weather.
Yeah,
I guess that's true.
I think I'm going to manipulate the four seasons here. Sorry, everybody. I will not be able to alert you on these natural disasters. But if I could make where I live exactly the weather I want it.
You wouldn't need air conditioners then.
Well, the way I'm reading this question is the four seasons still have to happen. And over a 12-month period. I think
that's fine. I get a day of summer.
You're only going one day? You wouldn't do like a month?
Arizona summer? Maybe a couple weeks.
I mean,
get a pool time.
Get a pool to go into the lake.
That's pretty nice.
I mean, it's too long.
The melanoma is a real drag.
Yeah, okay. It would pretty much be winter here.
Yeah, for the most part.
Now, if I affect the seasons, would I be changing it universally? So now it's like, 11 months are winter. So the rest of everyone in Detroit hates me because they're living 11 months of winter.
It's ice age up there.
But I'm like, I'm living in glory.
I feel like you are now a evil villain from some sort of Pixar film if you're doing that.
We got to wall off this city quick. They're all coming.
So you're going seasons, Mike. Are you doing the predicting weather?
No way.
Give me seasons. All right. Todd from Twitter, would you rather survive without technology for the rest of your life, but you get an unlimited supply of internet access for one day a week?
Okay.
Or the inverse. You have unlimited access to technology for the rest of your life, but no internet access at all. So how valuable is the internet to you versus the rest of your technology?
What does technology even do without internet?
Well,
you can still play your Xbox, anything that's local media.
You can watch television. You can watch movies. You can...
I forgot about cable.
There's cable, there's satellite TV.
Everything is streamed, so I'm thinking like you can't watch any of these TV services because you have no internet. But
do you count cars as technology?
Some of them are.
Yeah. There's tech in cars.
So all that's gone?
That's an interesting question because when we say the word tech, you're
never thinking car.
No, because you're thinking it has a computer chip.
Yeah, which technically they do now.
Well, yeah, all new cars have at least some sort of chip.
But mentally, you think car, engine.
Yeah, it's
mechanical.
Machine.
Yeah. It's analog.
But not having technology at all, but getting the internet access, what's the value of that? If you just have that, so you're connected to the world, right? Like right now, we're connected to everything. Before, we were one of the only generations when you're growing up, we didn't have internet. And, you know, the newspaper showed up on the door. You had the news channels, but there were fewer of them. Now you're connected and you know too much. I mean, would this be better for you to have the tech without internet?
I was kind of thinking about this. Like I got hit on one of the social medias of one of the throwback 80s whatever accounts. And all they do is they post nostalgic stuff and they suck you in, because it's like, hey, remember when this stuff? And it's just, it's pictures of how things looked when you were a kid. You're like, oh man, yeah, like look at Orange Julius. It's got the orange and the brown. Oh, there's a Blockbuster Video. There's Pizza Hut where you actually used to go and you sit down, and all of those things. And it's, yeah,
little shots of nostalgia.
Yeah, and so I started thinking about it, of what would it be better, you know, and we have, now you're so isolated into your house because you could DoorDash everything, you can stream everything. Would it actually be better if you could go back and you have to go out? You're forced to leave the house to go do all of those things. Is there a value to society for that?
Yeah.
Or are you just romanticizing it because you grew up with it? And then if you got forced to go back to it, you go, man, this sucks. Why can't I just watch whatever movie I want to watch whenever I want to watch it?
I mean, it's a good question for a number of reasons. One, obviously, any of us at any moment now could choose to discard all of that, and we don't. So there's that.
Sort of. I mean,
and we don't. And
there's
we can,
some things that, like Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like sit-down Pizza Hut,
the things around
doesn't
you,
really exist anymore.
Yeah, you couldn't go back to those things because they're gone. I don't remember the exact statistic or information. Like somebody had done a study and basically had said, you know, one issue of the New York Times contained more information in it than the average person would have been able to take in during the 1800s, like in their lifetime.
Okay.
Like more.
Yeah, yeah.
So the information overload factor, right? Like we have so much information at our fingertips. Honestly, it makes people bored with things that are like what you're talking about.
Yeah, if we really had to go back in time, there's pros and cons. But I do think it would be pretty helpful for people to have to socially interact in real life a little bit more than everything.
Than the Oasis?
Yeah, exactly. I don't see the benefit to saying no technology ever, but I only get internet once a day.
Well, that would be for information. That would be the only reason why that it's at your fingertips, right? You would not be able to anymore. In the other one, you can't Google a thing, right? You're back to encyclopedias on the line.
Libraries are back.
Yeah.
What was Encarta?
CD-ROMs?
Was it Encarta?
Yeah,
what was
Encarta. Oh yeah, Britannica.
When you had that
Encarta?
First digital,
and it had two videos on it.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was so awesome.
But it was awesome because it was blowing your mind. You're like, wait, I don't have to figure out which volume of the encyclopedia I need.
Do you know how many times I read a physical book and wish I could press Control F? Because I want to find, I'm like, wait, it doesn't even compute with me that I can't search this book for something. So which one would you go with?
Man.
You said you don't think it's very valuable to have no tech and only internet. So you're going,
yeah,
it's no
not,
internet, only tech.
Yeah, because it's not just... It's no internet 6 out of 7 days plus no tech ever.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty much, you know, lighting fires in my cave. I will.
Yeah, that's true.
So I will take the tech.
We're just right back to the cave living.
Yeah. All houses are gone.
I don't even get a VCR.
Are you in the same one?
I'm with Jason. I'll take the tech, but no internet access.
Yeah, because the other way around, let's say you got your one day of internet, you could watch some streaming TV or something on it. But then the other days, you got no TV, right?
And
you got no musical.
I mean, you're
no music.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're back to CDs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was a
some
good time.
Vinyl.
But, like, you have to carry a notepad around with you because whenever someone has a question, you're like, we're going to have to ask the old Google machine that on Saturday.
Yeah, like nowadays you have you're sitting around the table and somebody's like, oh, I think it's this. And you're like, no, I think it's like at lunch today. We didn't know how to pronounce the word bougainvillea.
Yeah, bougainvillea.
Bougainvillea. Yeah, whatever.
Around Arizona, the plant's called the bougainvillea.
Yeah. Like,
That's
not a question.
That's what the plant people call it.
But everyone says bougainvillea here.
Yeah.
But we were able to Google it and then somebody ultimately dunks on the other person.
Yeah.
Were there dunks back in the 90s? Like, did you you go to the library,
yep.
You like write it down or you sketch it down and then you come back and say, I looked this up and in your face?
Yes, but by then the person doesn't remember anymore. So there's no impact of the dunk.
But you got to be way smarter back then.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Because if you were
memories.
Well, either that or just confidence. If you're real, no, that is absolutely true. I mean, then it is true. You say that something, you know, if you're,
you can't be proven
you
wrong.
You can't be proven wrong. If you, I mean, you just have to say it with confidence, and now you are the world's smartest person.
You think I'm wrong? Go look it up.
Like, go to the library.
Grab the keys.
I do like libraries, though.
Oh, man.
Nice and quiet. All right, moving on.
That's a great question.
I mean, for those of you that have followed this show for a while, you know that there's Deucer's Alley, where the producers sit. Mm-hmm. Now, what you might not know is that where I sit in the studio, the main camera, and you can go ahead and put the camera on there if you're watching on YouTube.
It's a lonely alley today.
So you can see it. It says right there, Deucer's Alley.
It's just Deucer Alley.
No, but from where I'm sitting, it's Deuce Alley. That's all there is.
I mean, it's
because the camera
blocks covers
your view of the ERS.
That's right.
It's one and the same.
So I just think over time that's going to influence the way I look at somebody like Brooks. If every time I see Brooks's face and Deuce Alley next to each other, I'm sorry, buddy.
Keep Deuce.
But if I start treating you like, you know,
like a deuce,
then just know why.
It's under. I got a big sign right next to it.
All right. That's a great question. This one comes in from Steven. What is something that you know you do differently than most people?
Well, I sit down to pee 98% of the time.
There's a lot of people out there that do more men than will admit it.
Now, if you had to say your percentages of sit versus stand, mm-hmm. Jason, you just said 98-2.
Well, that is exclusively not in public. I mean, I'm a urinal guy.
Right.
But
you don't sit in the urinal.
No, I don't sit in the urinal too often. I mean,
once in a while,
there's a saddle.
If I got to go number two and the stall is taken, you know, you got to turn around.
Why wait?
Sit in there like Kingpin. But that is one thing. I think I'm really like at least over 90%.
Mike, at home,
I
percentage.
Oh, percentage of sits?
For peeing?
Probably 60-40, 70-30.
Okay, I'm probably...
In favor of my man.
Yeah.
I'm probably...
Take a load off.
I'm probably sitting 75 or 80%.
All right. See, that's what I'm saying. It's more...
But the phone, I think, has a lot to do with this.
But, like, there's this stigma of what is a man? And it's like, well, a man can stand when he urinates, so he... You're like.
I've never really felt that.
Oh, it's definitely out there.
So, wait a minute. When this question from Steven is asked, what's something I do differently than most people? Maybe I cannot answer
you're
this.
You're a 0%. Are you a... Maybe. Brooksy, you're a stand only?
Yeah, I don't... I always stand, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So how often do you put the seat up?
Always, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably 100.
It's not a manly man thing. I just prefer to stand and pee.
He's an alpha back there.
High T.
So, what were you saying, though, Jay? You were saying this question?
Well, Brooks kind of derailed that in the sense that I was thinking, maybe this isn't different than most people.
You don't burp.
That is certainly one of
That's different than other people on the earth.
I hate that so
much. But you wish you could burp?
Oh, my goodness, I wish I could burp.
I imagine that you still feel the pressure inside,
right? I don't know.
Right?
I mean, I feel the pressure all in my belly. You know, it's like I just bloat. But I don't know how to burp. I've tried. I've tried to figure it out. I've watched videos before.
I've watched videos.
Yeah, because I'm
YouTube tutorial.
There's no videos on how to burp because it's just a human function.
Yeah, there are.
There are?
Yeah, because you can force yourself to burp, but not everyone knows how to do it.
I can't.
Yeah.
It just seems like that'd be like looking up a video of how to lift my arm or how to listen with my ears.
You just tell your body with your brain to do it.
Wow. Mike, do you have something that's just so out of bounds for you?
It's like not a... I read through and saw this because I'm like, man, what can I do? And the first thing I thought of is I snap primarily with my index finger.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I know. I remember you telling me that, and that doesn't seem possible.
Instead of my middle finger.
I can't even...
It's not really a
thing. I can't even do it.
How?
Whoa, I didn't realize how hard that is to snap. Here's the sound of my finger snapping. That's how loud I can get it.
Right?
So you snap with your index.
Whoa!
Wow! Hot shot!
I got another thing. I got another thing, hot shot, that you do differently than others. You are an incredible whistler.
Well, thank you. But people... but people whistle. I don't do it differently.
You
I
do
think.
It differently. LeBron James does basketball differently than most people.
You're the LeBron of whistling.
You got to give the people a tip.
Okay. Well, now I'm just laughing. And it's
hard.
Yeah, but hard. I mean, I'm a prolific snapper and whistler.
Yeah, you do. You do that a lot. I don't know if there's one thing that I that
it's hard
out.
Off the top of your head because you may not even know you do it differently.
Well, that's one of the funny things. If you want a little behind the curtain here at Spitballers Studio. Generally, we have lunch here as a team, and one of the things that happens is we'll bring up ridiculous discussions, much like this show.
Yes.
And we'll start to, like the other day, we were looking into how people do laundry, and where do they take their laundry out of the dirty laundry basket, or do they keep it in the dirty laundry basket, or how do they fold it, or do you not fold it, or do you put it on a hanger? And so you learn a little bit around here that you do things like putting in dirty dishes to the without rinsing them in the dishwasher. So we do learn a little bit of the, and the only reason we do them, if you think about it, the only reason we do them the way we do them is because somebody did them that way before we did.
Yeah, because that's how I've always done it.
It's been passed down to us by our parents.
You're like, the first time I did it, I tried it, and that worked. So now I may not change course.
And it's weird because when you get married, somebody does stuff differently than you do.
Yeah.
And then there have been many times in my marriage where I'm like, no, you don't do it that way. And then she goes, no, yes, you do. And then that's the moment. That's the moment when you go, why would I, it's the first time you question, why would I do it that way? There's no reason I do it that way. It's very interesting.
Say it's a life moment for everyone. When you say, I do this way because that's how I've always done it. That is not a good reason to do anything. You can say, we've always done it like this because I worked it out, and this is the more efficient way to do it. But if your reason for doing something is just because, that's a terrible reason.
It's not a great
evaluate.
One.
Ask it would some
not
questions.
Hold up in court. Yeah. All right. Laura wants to know. Solve a dispute. It's
why did you do that? Because I always have.
Yeah. What else am I supposed to do?
Overruled.
Laura wants to know. Simple dispute. It's a good question.
This is an easy and obvious question.
What's the best seats in a movie theater?
Ooh. Okay.
If you're a child, it's the front row.
Oh, that's...
And I don't understand why.
Once. It's only that once for a child.
Yeah, because that's the worst, the absolute worst seat in a movie
theater. I can't believe
they
get away with selling those seats.
I think that's unfair, yeah.
Well, to be fair to the movie theater, they only sell those seats when everything else is gone.
But
and
I'm
so
saying
people
they should not exist.
They should be discounted.
They should be discounted. You
a partial view. I mean,
but it's just like it's so close. Like there has to be a legal distance between your seat, the closest seat, and the screen, because there's some rows where you just, this is ridiculous. And I mean, it's not this way anymore. Because speaking of the future, where you like reserve where your seat is, which is one of the best inventions of modern society. Because the struggle of back when we were kids, and you had to look, number one, you either had to look up the movie time in the paper, or you call movie phone 222 film, and it's
welcome to movie phone.
Exactly. But it's okay, how do I know I can see this movie? I have to show up an hour early.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know I'm going to get in, and that's how I know I'm not going to be sitting in the front.
Just to buy the tickets.
Yes.
And then you got to go get in line. Then you got to go. It is like it's an open run.
Yes.
Once you're in there, like, yes, you're in a line, but it's not like you're waiting for the person to find their seats. You're just running around.
Oh, man. Children, if you've never lived that life.
So is your, this
spoiled.
Is easy and obvious thing, Jason, is that you were going somewhere in the middle?
So it's in the middle, but I would say that specifically, obviously left to right, dead center is the best.
Of course.
Yes.
But I think that the best seat is usually most theaters nowadays, they have kind of an upper area where there's
some stadium seating.
Yeah, the stadium seating where there's kind of the first row where you're going up. So it's you know, you walk in and there's seats on the level that you walk in, and then you climb stairs to go to the rest.
Okay.
How many stairs do you climb?
The first stair climb is the best seat. And here's,
oh, so you're actually pretty close.
I'm decently close, yeah. But I don't have to. You don't ever hurt your neck there or feel uncomfortable ever.
You're about to give us the reason.
So I am very close, and
because he's always done it that way.
A lot. Exactly.
Yes.
And a lot of times those seats are right in front of the area where there aren't any seats. They're like the accessible, the
accessibility.
Yeah.
That's a tough word. But they got the bars there then too.
Right. That's right. Where I was
going
to.
And you get to put your feet up on the bars with the best seats in the house. That's prime. That's,
now, if the bars were in front of every seat, would you go higher?
No, I do think that
I would go a little higher.
I think the first row.
I'm up.
You're
not all the way up, are you?
No, I'm about like.
You're not on makeout row.
No. Okay. I'm not a heathen in the back where I'm not trying to watch a movie. I'm like probably three rows from the top.
Oh, that's pretty high.
I go way up there. I want the whole view. No partial head movement. I want my eyes to be able to take it all in.
I'm right in between where you two are. Okay. I'm not as low as Jason. I'm not as high as you are. I'm right in the middle.
You're the Goldilocks.
I'm the Goldilocks of this situation.
Let me tell you.
But I will choose the bar over the Goldilocks.
Let me tell you why my seat is better than yours.
Okay, please do.
You can pee faster?
Obviously. End of case. Yes, I can pee faster. No, it's because I agree with you, Mike. No head movement. You cannot have to move your head one inch to the left or right to see something change on the screen. But I don't. You don't have to in those seats.
Oh, you just attempt. There's a temptation.
There's no temptation.
There's a temptation.
You're
at max peripheral.
You are at max peripheral, which is exactly what you want.
No, it's too much.
You're in the scene. It's the biggest version of the screen.
How much of Mike's choice is a little bit of being away from the biggest part of the crowd?
Well, there's...
Are you trying to get away from the group?
No.
Because if you're in the dead middle, I mean, you're really surrounded.
Yeah, I'm not trying to avoid people. I mean, I'm not buying the seat right next to...
Oh, monsters do that. Unless that thing is sold out, come on, put a seat in between.
I will say, the reserving your seat is incredible, but I can see there is a weak point from the theater's standing, because when I buy my ticket and someone's in, you know, like the best spot and it's pretty patchy, you're like, I will just go one seat over. So now a single person, if they want to sell that ticket, it has to be someone who's going to the movie by themselves.
Whereas before, run in and fill it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were so small. The seats were so small back then.
And I can't have Mr. Manager come in and be like, oh, everyone, we're sold out. We need you all to get up and pinch in. Because we all tried that back in the day. You would leave the seat and then they'd come scold you and tell you to move over. Can't do that anymore. This is my seat.
That just tells me that the day of the cattle call airplane boarding has to end.
Oh, it does. I can't stand that.
There's really only the one.
Yeah, I know, Southwest. Get it together.
Just sell your seats.
Yeah, we're all fine picking them. All right, one more real quick. Sam wants to know what the dumbest way you've ever been injured was.
I know mine. Mine was sitting down. And not
the act.
Sitting down as in like a verb. That's just where I was.
Seated
down. Which I think I've had multiple. I've hurt a knee and I've had a calf spasm. And my calf spasm, we have a video of it. If you haven't ever seen it, because, you know, we've got security cameras in here. We are sitting, I believe we were interviewing a potential hire for the website. Who got the job?
Out of pity, because he had to deal with you getting electrocuted.
And that's what the video looks like. I am sitting down, and all of a sudden, I start basically
convulsing.
If you took a fish out of the water,
yes,
and you put him on the ground, he flops and back and forth and back and forth. That's what was happening.
I thought Jason was legitimately having a stroke.
Oh man, I was
so concerned. And yeah, you had an issue.
Yeah, and the best part of that video is actually you two, because Andy is immediately just so concerned, and Mike could not care.
I'm taking
less.
It all in.
He was about to act.
I need to analyze the situation. Panic it does no one any good.
I do remember being a child and running on the pool decking. So the pool's out here in Arizona, and one leg going in the water and one leg staying out.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty common.
Didn't stay out too long.
There was a bruise.
Oh no!
It was a big bad bruise. No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In an area that should not ever be bruised.
In an area that hurts a lot to be bruised.
Wow.
So I know that was a dumb, one of the dumb ways that I've been injured before.
Oh.
Doesn't feel that dumb.
I just remembered mine.
Okay.
This was as, I mean, this is like a kid. I mean, so a youth. And as youths do, we're just doing stupid stuff. Like, and for whatever reason at this moment, we're, I'm at my cousin's house. And we're throwing golf balls into the grass in his backyard. And I let one rip.
So it happens with that technology.
Yeah, I mean, this is how we entertain ourselves. I hit the patio beam.
Oh, no, it came right back?
It came right back, dead in the forehead.
No!
And I had, like, an imprint of the golf ball in my forehead.
You could have taken your eye out?
For multiple days.
Oh, my God.
There was
God.
The divots and everything.
So this pole was, like, right by you?
Yeah.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
That is spectacular.
I mean, that's the dumbest way to be injured.
And to have to tell people, because it's on your forehead. You got to mark your stupidity right on your forehead.
Oh, man. I wish that was on video.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. All right, let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
You just see the word ping right on his forehead with the divot. All right, today we are drafting the worst parts of being an adult. Jason, being the most adult of all of us, gets to start this draft.
I'm a real grown-up. And there are two top picks to me.
Okay.
I keep kind of going back and forth on which one to take, but I think this almost encompasses everything. It goes further than you think at first glance, because a lot of the other things you have to do as an adult all come back to this original problem.
Mm-hmm.
Is bills.
Okay.
It's just bills. You got to pay for stuff. I mean, when you, that's like the number one biggest problem of being an adult is all of a sudden money is your task and you have to take care of it.
Yes. You need it.
You need it for everything.
You don't need it as a kid.
And you don't just get it. As a kid, maybe you got to work from some chores.
Right.
But you probably also get an allowance or... You know, when you go to dinner, like, I'm not charging my kids.
How'd you get that money? I waited a week.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you have clothes. You have everything you need as a kid.
Yeah. So bills, I think, are the number one problem for adulthood.
Okay. And it's, I get where you were going between your picks. I mean, I'm going to have to answer job.
Okay.
You don't have to have a job as a kid.
That is correct.
Whenever my kids tell me that they are, like, too busy or have too much to do. You know, I get it. Like, school is their job, right?
Yeah.
That's the job that they have as kids. But it's not 9 to 5. And so I think the job is the thing. Like, you can't be an adult without a job.
The
job, you know, obviously people have better jobs and worse jobs.
Sure.
I like my job. So in that respect, I'm one of the few that would not look at it as a hindrance to doing what I want to do. But for the majority of the world, the job is... the obligation that stands in the way of getting to pursue anything that you enjoy doing.
Because you got bills.
Yeah. You know, I'm not arguing with that. And then it perpetuates itself, right? You get your job, you got your bills, you get better at your job, you do things that give you more bills. So I'm going to go with the job as being the worst part of being an adult.
All right, so I get two picks here. My list is bountiful. It's just, where do you start? I'm going to start with this one. You are tired all the time. Mm-hmm. When am I not tired? Never. I've just gotten the longest, most refreshing sleep of my life. 12 hours. I mean, look, I guess I'm not tired when you're waking up and you have the coffee and then you're tired. Yeah. I mean, it's maybe
there
30
might be
minutes.
I was going to say an hour. And it's usually, like, to me, it's 30 minutes after you're awake.
Yes.
You get 1 hour of being not tired, and it's back to tired.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great pick. I had it down as needing more sleep, which is the same thing. You're always tired. There's nothing quite like being an adult and having people see you when you don't think you're tired, and they just say, wow, you look tired.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's a huge compliment.
I showed up at my 5-year-old grandmother's house, and the first thing she said to me when I walked in the door was, "You look tired."
Wow. Boom shakalaka.
Yeah.
Society. We need to agree on a couple things here of like, mm-hmm. number one, no matter how sure, and this is the follow this rule, no matter how you are that a lady is pregnant, you never ask. You never, ever ask. And like they give you the information or they're... like,
if that shirt doesn't say I'm expecting on it.
Yes.
Right.
And stop asking people if they're tired because number one, of course they are because they're an adult. So you know the answer. And two, you're saying...
You
look bad.
Yeah, that is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You want to know what makes someone look tired? Their eyes are droopy.
You got the dark black circles.
Exactly. This is not a compliment.
It is like literally the one that gets under my skin the most. I don't know how to fix it, man.
Yeah, it's crazy because there
is...
That's
just me.
There is no other commonly accepted insult. But that is just an insult.
Yes, it's
not,
it is.
There's not any other adjective that you can use for... You're just insulting someone when you say, oh, you look tired.
You're not giving advice of like, you should catch up on your sleep. Hey, stop. Like, your grandma wasn't like, let's call this off. You look like you need to go home and go
to sleep.
That's right.
That's
it's
right.
Just, no, hey, thanks for showing up.
You look
real bad.
Yeah, I was like, grandma.
You look old.
All right.
All right. So always tired. Great first pick.
I'm gonna combo that with speaking of ridiculous ways that you can get injured as an adult, you can do this thing called I slept wrong and now my neck hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most ridiculous thing. You're like, oh, I did it wrong. Like
I did a normal thing wrong somehow.
I did a normal thing that where I'm not in control anymore of my body. It's just going to do what it does as it's recharging.
So what are you calling that?
You slept wrong.
Okay.
Okay. I had body breaking down.
Yeah, maybe just take that.
It sucks because when you're young, your body does whatever you want it to do.
Yeah.
You don't think about it. That's the biggest thing about being an adult is you actually have to think about, oh boy, if I do this, then X. As a kid, you just do things and then you're also fine.
You remember when I got injured sitting down? Okay. I was doing nothing.
Yeah. I think I've recently started to like I haven't had huge neck problems, but in the last 6 months I've tweaked my neck bad 2 times. One, I believe I was reaching down into the laundry basket to get a sock,
mm-hmm.
and the other one I was drying my hair after a shower, and that's
these are not.
And then I felt my neck go, and I went, there's a week.
Shouldn't have dried my hair.
Right, these aren't like, oh, man, you must have played a big game of football. No, I was drying my hair. All right, that's a good one. Good one. I will go with gaining weight.
Yep.
I mean, the older
been
you,
there.
The older you get, the easier it is. Everybody always told I was the skinniest kid growing up. Everybody always told me.
Enjoy your metabolism.
Someday, I was like, oh, this metabolism will last forever. It's called Haagen-Dazs metabolism. I could have a pint a night and not notice it. But once you hit a certain age, you have to eat well or you will gain weight.
The best part though is you can eat well, you can exercise on the reg and still not have the physique that you think you deserve for all of the work that you're putting into it. You're just not getting fat as quick.
It's slowing the fatness
yes.
down, and it is a
you can't hold it off.
It's a tricky thing because you go, oh, tomorrow my metabolism will be worse than today. So you got to work harder every day. But that's what I'll go with is the progressive weight gain of getting older.
Yeah, metabolism is at the top of my list because, man, I miss it.
Yeah.
I really, really miss it. And I'm so jealous. That we all know people that just have a crazy metabolism. They don't eat good at all. They eat worse than I do. They don't ever think about a diet ever. And they're like a rail. And, of course, they're like, I wish I could put on weight. But, you know, we all want what we aren't. All right, so I've got bills.
We all do, brother.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. And I'm gonna go. This was the other one that when I think of like the downsides of being an adult that you just don't have as a child are responsibilities.
Sure,
you're responsible for everything. It's your job. Who takes the garbage out? It might be your chore, but who's responsible? Me, who's responsible for
Everything, you want food on the table?
Yep.
Go buy it.
You actually have nonstop responsibilities. And as a kid, the freedom, I remember thinking how free being an adult is. You get to choose everything. As a kid,
do what you want.
You get taken where they say to go. You got to do it, right. You know, but it's actually the reverse. As a kid, you're free. You have no responsibility. What, homework? Is that like your one responsibility? As a grown-up, that's like, if I go through the checklist of my day, I am just doing responsibilities all day until I get to watch TV. that's why I watch so much TV. Then,
if you paid the cable bill.
Right, because bills and responsibilities.
Okay.
The next one here, man, the list.
You're making a real strong list for not being an adult here.
Yeah.
Bills, responsibilities.
Okay, this one I'm going a little deeper.
Ooh.
A little bit more philosophical.
Oh.
I'm talking about the loss of your potential.
Ooh.
You know, when you're a kid, you can do anything. What job do you want to be?
It's on my list. Loss of potential. Those exact words.
Yeah.
Those exact words.
Wow.
Because
it means something psychologically to you to think that you could become anything if you wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you lose it.
I'm not going to be a doctor. Like,
even if you wanted
to. Even if I wanted to. I don't have the potential to do anything in the world.
You cannot be in the NBA.
My course and path is set, and there are things like that, like the NBA. Like when I was a kid, I genuinely dreamed of being in the NBA. I know, long shot, whatever, but that was a dream. Once you get past certain age points, those things are just, they are factually gone. The potential to do anything doesn't exist anymore. My path has been charted, and now I am an adult.
Yeah.
With an arrow pointing very clearly in my direction.
Oh, I thought you meant to death.
Well, sure. Yes.
Okay. So the loss of potential, I had it written down exactly like you did. Cause I agree. That's one of those things that is, it's a strange thing as you grow and you accept it. You accept those things and you're thankful for the blessings that you have. But obviously if you check some things off the list, you're not probably doing the, cross country motorcycle tour before you have kids when you have three kids and a spouse. So, okay. It's my pick?
It is.
Okay. Let's see here.
I understand you have to check.
I'm going to go with a very simple one. I'm going to go with no summer vacation.
It's on my list.
No summer vacation. As a kid, not only does time go slower, right? Because less of it has gone by in your life. So it just does, like the perception of time is so much slower that summer vacation felt way longer than it does now.
Yeah, I mean, my youngest kid, a year is 10% of his entire life.
Exactly.
That's a big deal. My chunks are getting much smaller.
Yeah.
It's a 40th of my life.
Yeah, so I would say that the summer vacation, there's nothing the day school ended,
mm-hmm.
and in Arizona for us, it was... You know, ironically, it was library trips. It was going to swimming the whole summer long,
yep.
playing sports, watching cartoons. Summer vacation, it's such a good memory.
It's just nice to have giant breaks.
Yeah.
And you don't get that as an adult.
We literally just tried, as a company, to give ourselves one conjoined week off together with our kids on spring break and realized we can't even do that because of certain shows that we have to do.
We have responsibilities.
Yes.
Yeah. So I will go no summer vacation. Mike?
All right. So I will have my...
So that was on your list too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no summer vacation. Just the three-month block is... Planning a week-long vacation is a struggle, man. You have to line up so many different things. And if one tiny piece doesn't fit into the week off, you're like, well, yeah, blow that up. Let's find a whole different week and let's start it all over again. All right, for my final two, it can fall under responsibility, but I think it's so specific and it's the worst, and it's dinner / meal prep.
Yep.
That is the absolute...
You've been on a 20-year tirade against meal prep.
I find no joy, none, from the preparing of the meal. There's a lot of people that do, but I find nothing.
You loathe it.
You're
definitely at loathing.
Oh, I'm past loathing because I will have loathing. I will have I'll have like anxiety attacks. I'm trying to do the three things at the same time that other people can easily do. I can't handle it, and I'm like, I'm burning things over here.
What's your number one emergency meal if things go south? Like you thought you were going to meal plan your diet.
Right.
What is the bottom of the barrel you will allow for a single? Like, is it peanut butter and jelly? Is it cereal?
Just for the family or
for the family?
Oh.
Like if you had to.
I mean, it's,
what can you get away with?
1-800-PIZZA.
Yeah, I was going to say pizza. It's always pizza. If you need a fallback, it's pizza.
But if it's stuff that I have probably have in the house, I mean, you're looking at like buttered noodles.
It's okay. Always noodles for me,
buttered
too.
Buttered noodles. All right.
Spaghetti.
I like buttered noodles.
They're good, but you're like...
Al dente. Like,
yeah. I'll take crispy noodles. I mean, like I don't ever desire it. It's good once you have it, but I don't ever think like, man, I can't wait for dinner and those buttered
your
noodles.
Your food does just show up for you as a kid.
Yes.
It's what makes it so annoying when your kids complain about
it. Oh, my gosh. Or they don't come and sit down when I'm like, hey, dinner's ready. They're like, yeah, I'll be there when I'm there. I'm like... I just spent an hour and I'll spend the hour cooking. You know how long that food's going to take me to eat? 2.5 seconds.
I know.
Like the time is just a waste.
I don't know. I'm not necessarily prescribing this, but I did just hear on a parenting podcast that the mom had set up a rule where if you complain about the contents of dinner on that night.
Ooh.
The consequence was the next day.
It's the same thing.
Was no, I thought about it. That's what I thought she was going to say. No, it's rice and water day.
Oh.
And you can have, if it happens, the next day, rice and water for all three meals.
Interesting.
Ooh, brother.
They call it gratitude day. There's a gratitude day. And then so they asked her, how many times have you had to do it? She said twice. Only two times. Because after that, you know how thankful
now,
you
was
are.
Was this a podcast on abusive parenting?
Yeah, see, like I said, I'm not necessarily
prescribing.
What do they
do to that? Is it just plain white rice?
Yeah, I mean, white rice and water, yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, you can get through with that for sure.
Well, I'm saying if you butter up some white rice, like...
Oh, it can be good.
Put I'm gonna get
the kids butter and sugar
the kids
on
the... start angling for it on purpose.
I love rice. It's so delicious.
But anyways, go on.
All right, my last pick. This one's a little more philosophical as well. I'm going with imposter syndrome of like you spend your whole life growing up. And when I become an adult, because you look at the adults, they have the answers. Like they're the ones, they take care of everything. They know what they're doing. I will eventually grow into that. And then you realize,
oh no,
you're like, no, I'm actually still that child. I know more things now, but I don't have the confidence in the answers for my children that I
thought you would have
that
at that
time. I would have. I thought my parents had. It's also that realization of like, oh, holy crap, my parents are just people.
Yeah, they're just kids that are older too.
You don't unlock the wisdom box at a certain age.
And so it's bizarre when you get to a certain age of realizing that aha moment. It's never going to show up. You're still going to have tons of things that you're expected to know how to do, but you just don't know how to do it.
I do think we all feel kind of like big kids still.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
But we're all adults.
Yes. But then you look in the mirror and you go, oh, man, you look tired.
Is it a bunch of kids pretending to be adults?
Yes.
Is that what we are?
That is exactly what the entire world is. It's all kids. Some of them are just older. That's it.
All right. So for my final pick, I have the job, the weight gain, the no summer vacation. There's a couple in contention here. Which one do I go with? I want to leave one for Jason that I think he could go with. But if he doesn't, it'll be funny anyways. So I think I am going to go with not enough time.
Sure.
And that could mean a couple different things. That could mean on the long scale.
That's why pausing is an ultimate superpower.
On the long scale, you have less time in life.
Right.
Presumably. Not that anybody couldn't go at any time, but you got less time on average. And in your day, you just feel like you got less time. By the time you get done with all these, let me go through them, bills, responsibilities, you're tired, you've done you get to the end of the day. And the amazing thing is you're like, I finally have time. I'm going to do everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you're ready to do everything you thought you were going to do.
That's why the TV goes on. Because you're like, man,
If I could lay here.
I can't do anything else.
Like sleeping, but not with my eyes open.
Entertain me, box.
All right, Jason. Let's see what you go with for your final pick.
All right. This one, I could go so... I've still got so many things on my list that I love, like going to the DMV, which I won't draft, but that is an adult
When's
problem.
When's the last time you were there?
Oh, it's been forever. I will do anything to not
They
go
have
there.
Reduced the requirement for you to be there as often.
I haven't been to the DMV.
It's been a good 10 years.
I think since... I haven't been there... I think we changed like my wife's name there or something.
You can do a lot online now. Go on.
Yeah, we're doing great work over there.
Let's eliminate that.
There's two here. Okay, I'm gonna go with... One of these is just for men, and so I will save that for the for the undrafted gyms. Instead, I'm going to go with losing cool.
Yep.
Ooh.
Losing touch with what's cool?
Yeah, like
eventually. Okay. You're not hip anymore.
Yeah, you're just...
What's that like?
And you can't...
talk to me in 1 year, Mike.
Oh, I'm not cool.
Because you can't get it back, right?
Right, like you can't... Then
you're the least cool if you're trying to get it back.
It's kind of exactly like what you were saying where you realize you're still a kid... But on the opposite side, because kids look at us and it's like, well, you can't be cool anymore.
Right.
You just can't. Like, it doesn't matter
how
cool
you
are.
Do. You're just an old person trying to be cool.
Exactly. You're an old person trying to be cool. You can't be cool anymore. And I think that's the way.
Grandma with her leather jacket.
That's the way to put it, is can't be cool anymore.
Yeah.
Like, once you're an adult at a certain age, it's just off the table.
I agree. Was the other one the hair related?
Yes,
one?
It was.
Yeah. I would push back. There's some the ladies have to deal with balding as well.
Absolutely.
No. Mine
was it growing extra hair?
Is hair growth patterns, meaning the hair stops on the head but starts on the back.
Yeah,
it starts on the feet. I'm probably 10 years away from it, like completely growing out of my ears.
Yeah.
And just to a degree that I've got to really take care of business. I mean, what happens with the hair?
It's very strange.
It's
graying and all sorts of... It's just like the hair
stinks. The extra hair growth is like, what is...
Yeah, why did it stop for so long?
Yeah, what is like the genetic...
Instigator?
Is it because you're older, so your body thinks you'll be colder? Like, you won't be able to handle the ice age as well, so now we need to get more hair on you?
It makes sense why my hair stops growing, right? My follicles are dying. Yes. I'm getting older, whatever.
Yeah.
Why am I starting to grow new hair because in places that don't need hair?
They didn't die. They just relocated.
Yeah,
they're exactly. Like, I don't want to be up here
Maximal
anymore.
Total hair. A lot of what you had was on my list too, Jay. We were aligned there. I didn't have much more. I mean, taxes could have been another.
Yeah. I felt like bills and taxes is almost the same thing.
Closer to death, I joked about that.
Death is on my list because you're actually all around it now. You know, you get to an age where all of a sudden your parents will eventually not be around, and you just see it more. And, of course, you are closer to the door.
Yeah, no question.
Making appointments.
That's a good one.
Your mom and dad always did that stuff for you.
Yeah, the reason why I don't take care of certain things of my life and like my physical hygiene, it's not because I don't want to do it. It's because I don't want to call those people and set things up.
I would love to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't want to make a doctor's appointment. That part is a nightmare.
There's the imposter syndrome again.
Yes.
You thought your parents loved it. When you were growing up, they're so good at making appointments. Nope, they didn't.
I have on my list, you have dinners that you hate, that is the bane of your existence that you just have to do because it's one of your responsibilities. Laundry. That's on my side. Like, as a kid.
Yeah, it just showed up clean.
You just have an unlimited supply of clean clothes.
It was great.
It's really it's the folding. Because the laundry process doesn't bother me. It's that when you have to get everything out of the dryer, and you're like, how is everything so
mixed My wife offered
up?
Me $10 to fold her laundry yesterday. She walked in the room, and I was like laying down on the phone, and she goes, $10 if you want to do this. And she dumped it out. All right, there you go. We'll do a best parts of being an adult. I promise there are some pretty cool aspects.
We can maybe get the four rounds from that one.
Yeah, maybe.
What did we learn today?
Well, I learned what imposter syndrome was. And I totally relate to it.
Yeah, I do. You feel like you never belong.
I still feel like I'm a little kid. I don't feel much different mentally than when I was 20.
Yes.
And I'm almost 40.
I learned
so
that.
I didn't learn a lot in the last 18 years.
I learned that Mike threw a golf ball in his face.
Oh, that was once. Brilliant.
Did I learn anything?
Probably not.
I've learned definitively if I could stop time, I'm not doing anything good except other than sleeping.
That's fair. You just want 12 more hours in the day, too.
Imagine
that would be fine.
That someone's like, you look rested.
Ooh.
That's a compliment.
Hey, tell your friends about the podcast. We'll be back next week. Something like that. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.